Good morning to you.
Flu shots may not be as effective as we all think.
What we found basically is that in all of the articles and studies that are out there, there really only were 31 that you could rely upon based on the way the studies were conducted, how they measured who became infected and who didn't, and how they were able to interpret what happened in any one given influenza season. It's from those 31 studies that we came up with our conclusions about how well the vaccine worked by type, by age, and generally over time.
Are there any age groups or any types of people who specifically the flu shot may not work as well?
When you look at healthy adults under age 65, we found that with the trivalent inactivated vaccine, the shot that you get, that on average about 59% of the people were protected when they received that. Out of 12 seasonal trials, 8 actually showed that, 4 showed that it didn't work or didn't have enough data to comment on sufficiently whether it worked. But what was more difficult was the fact that with the live attenuated vaccine, the one that's administered by puffing into the nose, we found no data for adults that, in fact, it worked. It wouldn't mean it doesn't, but we really have a paucity of data there.
Would you advise that people opt against the nasal spray and go ahead and get the old-fashioned shot?
We're not in the position at this point of making recommendations other than putting the data out there. I think that groups like the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the CDC really need to look at these data carefully and reconsider, I think, potentially some of their recommendations. This is particularly true for children.
People are getting their flu shots now this time of year. Do you have any advice for them at all?
Well, we continue to support the use of the influenza vaccine in our communities. If you're an adult, for example, 59% protection is a lot better than zero. We recognize that even in the over age 65 population, where the data really are very, very, very thin, showing how well this works, that there is enough data to say that it's surely a benefit over any risk. There's virtually no risk to get it. It's a cheap vaccine. I think the underlying message, though, is that we need better influenza vaccines. And the one of the problems we've had with moving new vaccines forward is that they don't seem, there doesn't seem to be a market, because we keep telling people we have an effective vaccine, it's cheap, it's safe, and it's recommended for everybody. And why would some company want to invest up to $1 billion to get a new vaccine on the market that could be very different? So I think one of the things we have to wrestle with is, are we our own worst enemy in terms of making it seem as if this vaccine is doing more than it is, and then prohibiting, really, from a market standpoint, new vaccines to enter in, at the same time not diminishing the public's need to get vaccinated with the current vaccines, because it's the best we got. And so I think that's going to be ultimately the challenge we have in the medical and public health communities.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.